From the Detroit Free Press, I'm Tad Davis. Saturday morning was a historic moment as Joe Biden reached 270 electoral college votes after winning the state of Pennsylvania. This gave Joe Biden enough votes to defeat Donald Trump, and he will now become the 46th president of the United States. With the news of President-elect Joe Biden, some Trump supporters have begun protesting across the United States and Michigan. But Americans also have been hitting the streets and celebrating the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris presidency. Detroit Free Press reporters have been talking with Michiganders across the state about how they feel about the new president-elect and vice president-elect. Here's what they had to say.
I'm super excited that Biden won for so many different reasons. One, I support the rights of all people. I really think Trump did not. Also, like, environmentally, I'm very excited to have someone who's more environmentally conscious in office. So yeah, I'm very, very happy.
I think I just needed to be around other people who are celebrating. And to just see the excitement that I really share.
I really think that it's not gonna matter a lot either way. I believe that it's been the lesser of two evils. As long as I've ever been voting, I'm almost 50 years old. So I would like to be excited, don't think I am. Well, I just believe until we get money out of politics, none of the politicians we have are gonna be exactly for us. They are strictly for big corporate interests. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, you're Democrat, doesn't make a difference. I'm happy to be without Trump in the White House. I think he's a really bad person to be in the White House for many reasons. I don't think we're doing much better with Joe Biden.
You know, they have a tough task at hand. Our country has been so divided lately, and, you know, unfortunately Trump has fanned those flames. But, you know, I think Biden is definitely the right person for the job to try to unite the United States.
So. I'm excited to see Kamala Harris, a woman of color, for the first time a woman, you know, plus a woman of color in office. It makes me feel like my children can be anything they want in this country. It's just a really exciting time right now. I'm overwhelmed with joy.
I think I'm very excited. I think it took a while.
Yeah, relief.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully a return to maturity, but like everybody's saying, still concerning that it wasn't a landslide. Where do you go from here to try to heal?
I think Michigan saved America. Specifically, Wayne County, Genesee County, Oakland County, Marquette County, and it's a few other counties that saved our democracy. We were headed in the wrong direction. We're pretty excited about the outcome.
It's what the country needs. The people have spoken. It's undisputable. There's no evidence of fraud. And we need a country that will support our people, which we haven't had. So looking forward to some changes. Small business owner, we need our government to help us, which it hasn't been doing. So today's a good day. We look forward to the future.
Today's a good day. Like, there's a reason the weather's so nice today. It's because something very good just happened.
Yeah, I feel like, it's a nice time outside. I didn't know how the election would be. I'm happy to be outside.
It's good. It's
I almost
good
forgot
day.
About the pandemic, almost, honestly.
Donald Trump has not yet conceded to Joe Biden and doesn't plan to do so anytime soon. The Trump administration plans to dispute the results in court over the counting process and access. For more information about the election, head to freep.com.